It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Kaiser patients should check their appointments from tomorrow with a possible strike on the way. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Workers at one of the country's largest nonprofit health systems appear headed for a strike tomorrow. Kaiser Permanente and a coalition of unions representing nurses, administrative workers, and others have been negotiating for a new contract since April. The unions say the sides are far apart. If a strike happens, patients in California, seven other states, and D.C. would be affected. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here now. Nova, Kaiser serves a lot of people.
It does indeed, about 13 million members to be exact in the network, more than 200,000 employees in the Kaiser Permanente network as well. About 75,000 of them could strike. That's a bit less than half, of course. Both sides do say they are making some progress in negotiations, but apparently not enough. Workers want pay raises that are at about twice the rate of what Kaiser is offering currently. Another big issue is understaffing. The unions say staffing levels are unsafe, and as a consequence, workers have seen patients' care be delayed or denied. Another big sticking point, subcontracting and outsourcing, especially of administrative work. The unions want protections against that. And they say Kaiser is acquiring non-union companies as a way of lowering labor costs. They want to unionize those acquisitions.
What can patients expect tomorrow if a strike does happen?
Yeah, so the union initially is planning for a three-day strike, Wednesday through Friday, and they're promising potentially another strike, a more expansive one, next month if necessary. Kaiser sent a notice to patients yesterday outlining its contingency plans. It said that it may need to reschedule non-urgent appointments and procedures. Kaiser also says that its latest offer does go a long way to meeting the union's demands, and it's disappointed that they're still planning to strike.
All right, Nova, thank you. And you can't just leave your junk in space any old place. It's the law. The Federal Communications Commission has issued its first space garbage fine, $150,000, to be paid by the Dish Network, which had promised to park its used-up EchoStar 7 satellite in an orbit 300 kilometers further out. The satellite had run out of the fuel needed to go further. There are 10,000 satellites out there since Russia started with Sputnik in 1957. About half don't work. And the space real estate for the coveted geostationary ones is getting crowded.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. As cars and trucks switch from fossil to electric, the United Auto Workers Union is looking for ways EV jobs are not a come down. It's a key part of the strike now against GM, Ford, and the Jeep, Ram, Dodge people. One of our colleagues at the BBC, Michelle Fleury, traveled to a U.S. electric battery plant to learn more.
Ultium Cells, a battery factory in Lordstown, Ohio, is at the forefront of the United Auto Workers' fight to protect its members through the move to electric cars. It's a partnership between carmaker General Motors and Korean battery supplier LG.
Bid on a maintenance technician position, and I just got it, just started it. So I have to have special shoes for that.
Connie Diglaw is a maintenance technician here. I caught up with her in the sprawling car park at the end of her shift.
They're not so comfortable.
No, they're not. So when I get to the back of my car and I change my shoes immediately.
She works at the only American battery plant to be represented by a union.
Seeing those machines move and make a cell, I was like a kid in a candy store. I was so excited.
She loves her job, but says she's had to fight for pay and benefits. Battery plant workers earn a fraction of what traditional auto workers make.
Well, because we want that job security. We want that the fair wages. $16 an hour was not fair. $18 an hour was not fair. You know, and we want the safety. Safety was not there.
Frustrated, she and her colleagues voted to unionize last year, recently winning a pay increase. But for Connie, her faith is in the union, not politicians.
What do you make of President Biden, who is pushing clean energy policies and who says it will create good-paying, good union jobs?
We can always hope.
And auto workers have an unlikely ally. Environmentalists have thrown their support behind the UAW's fight against major US car makers, even if it does slow the push for more electric cars. Greenpeace's chief program officer, Tafari Gebreyi, explained why.
Workers could be the biggest obstacle for the energy transition if they are scared, or they could be the greatest accelerators away from fossil fuels if they feel like the new economy, the new green economy, including electric vehicles, could provide family-sustaining jobs, union jobs for them.
A lot is at stake. Battery-powered cars have fewer parts, so the big fear is it could require 20 to 30% less labor to produce than traditional cars.
For the union, it's critical that they get these joint venture plants unionized.
Sam Abdel-Samad is principal analyst at Guidehouse Insights, a firm specializing in mobility issues.
A lot of the traditional parts plants that build components and systems for internal combustion engines, transmissions, a lot of those jobs are going to go away over the next decade with the transition to EVs. And that means a potential loss of union membership for the UAW.
So what happens here in Lordstown could set the standards for America's battery-powered car industry. For workers, it's about job security. For automakers, it's about staying competitive. This corner of Ohio, which has long ties to the car industry, could help write its future. In Lordstown, Ohio, I'm the BBC's Michelle Fleury for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert Hansen, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. Here from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.